Hello. All right.
Mike Wolf says that all he can. Right. Michael Wolf. So it is working?
Apparently it is working.
I'm nervous. I need a couple more people to say yes, it's working in the chat room.
So what you're saying is you don't believe Mike.
No, it's not that.
You're calling him a liar.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay, Gummy Bear said it's on.
Okay. All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 1 second. Here we go. Oh, we have a new intro, by the way. So here we go.
Oh.
One is red, one is white. Both are reflective in the light. Neither can say they're a sight. It's Ginger Bear and Albino. One is kooky as he can be. One's just crazy and OCD. Put them together and you will see. It's Ginger Bear and Albino.
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 272. Today's date is March 28th.
2010.
Yes.
I can't believe we're up to 272.
I know. That's crazy. Almost 300. We're just going to let you guys know right now, we're having thunderstorms and lightning.
So the sound you hear in the background is not static or problems with our audio. It's rain beating on the fucking roof and really windows.
Hard. And there could be a chance that our electricity goes out.
Are you talking about the rain when you said it's really hard?
The rain too, yes.
Oh, okay.
Like your age, Ricky. we're going to, hopefully, the... lights don't go out. If it does, then
we're SOL.
Yeah, and if it does in the middle of the show, we're just not going to come back. So
I'm going to go crawl into bed and say, fuck it, I'm going back.
I know. I just woke up from a nap, and I'm like,
yeah, oh my,
still kind of fuzzy.
Oh, my God. Me and Connor went, and I bought some new sheets, 750 thread count sheets yesterday.
Because you tore up the other ones? Horse.
No, because with my new comforter set, it came with sheets, but they were only 250, and it felt like fucking sandpaper. So I went to look for some, and they were on clearance at Bed Bath & Beyond because it said on the tag, wet box. And one of the girls were walking by. I was like, what does this mean? She's like, when we got the box from UPS, she's like, the cardboard box was wet, so we had to put it on clearance.
Oh.
So it's in the sheets themselves is in a plastic thing zipped up, and there's nothing wrong with them. But because the,
how much were they?
They were originally $150 on sale for $69.
That's pretty
on
good.
Clearance. So that's
cool, and it matches.
It matches, and they feel wonderful. So
it feels better than the 250 count.
Yeah, that's like the
which
difference.
Is like
that's
laying like, on a paper towel.
That's like the difference between Charmin Ultra and the crap you get at. A service work. Station or yeah. work. Yeah.
Julian has a wet box.
That was this. That was already. This morning.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Well, we'll get to that. You in the hammock.
Oh, whatever.
A second ago, which is I know is slang for sling.
Whatever. You know what? I want to start out with some iTunes reviews because we haven't done those in a while.
Oh, get right into
them. So get right into it. We're going to read some of these bad boys.
Get right into the monotonous stuff.
Me, boring.
You know those listeners you attracted last this weekend? Night, they're all going to leave.
Hopefully they're listening. That'd be awesome.
Well, maybe some of the ones that we picked up from or mentioned on the other
show
might be listening
we'll
as well.
We'll talk about that in a second. It's on my list. So we've had some... or more reviews on iTunes. I'm excellent. Retarded today, so forgive me. So, probably not just today. But
so have we lost any thanks to Miss Wes?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. No, we actually have not lost any. But Miss Wes from the Live It Up podcast, about 4 weeks ago, released a show, you know, because she's doing her show every you know, so often, decides that, oh, since we're bitching and complaining about our iTunes reviews.
And because neither Ricky nor I ever, ever listened to his show.
Right. Which is a lie.
Yeah.
Decides to ask all of his listeners that are listeners of ours to remove our reviews and go give them to him.
Yes.
So, just to let you know, Miss Wes, that did not work.
We listen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I told him on Twitter, I go, oh, yeah. And I said, I listened to your show. Rude.
Yeah.
And he's like, 4 weeks too late.
Well, he didn't say that to me. I'm like, oh, and FYI, I do listen.
What did he say to you?
He's like, oh, oops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before you go accusing, he probably doesn't even listen to this show.
Well, I know. I have there's so many podcasts that sometimes I get behind on certain ones, but I will eventually catch back up. It. Yeah.
That's my problem, is I have so many and I have to listen to all of them.
Yeah.
I feel bad if I don't, but at least I'm still downloading, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, iTunes reviews. I think, do you know who we left off with last time?
I don't know. Read one at our start one.
We have Exquisite. This is actually the only podcast that I listen to on my iPod Touch. Ricky and Julian are hilarious. I am like 3 seconds away from being hooked to the show.
You have not read that one, but I like it. Why 3 seconds? Why can't we go ahead and hook them?
Right. Well, he is hooked. He just doesn't know. It's kind of like...
I mean, you're a hooker, so you ought to be able to snatch him back or snatch him in.
Brian, Miss West is a cutie until he starts accusing, and then he's just douchebaggy.
And trying to take away our reviews. Yeah,
how dare you? We have another one from Jay and Mitch. Males do. I think we read this. Males do have PMS.
Oh, you did read that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hooked by TXN. Just got an iPhone last week and stumbled upon Foul Monkeys, downloaded over 200 episodes, and listened all day at work. Great job. Rarely a dull moment.
Wow. I
feel sorry for him.
He likes it better than I do. Because I listen to a lot and I'm like, that's a dull moment.
Brother Sanatus, or let's see, no, Jimmy Bear 68. These guys are warped. 5 stars. Very funny stuff. You'll enjoy Julian and the Ginger Bear.
Oh, your West Coast boyfriend just entered the room.
Oh, he did? Hey, Drummer Sticks. Hey.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm still waiting on that picture you promised me the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you never replied back to me.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. He just said he would send me one too, and he didn't.
Oh, well, sorry.
I know. Well,
we'll take plenty when he's here.
You know, that just says to me where I rank on the totem pole.
Right, second.
At the bottom.
Which would be second. Brother Sineda says, funny, 5 stars. Ricky and Julian of the Foul Monkeys podcast have a wonderfully bitchy podcast. While they do show some ageist and racist tendencies when they ignore people in their chat room, they are both young and quickly learning to respect these groups. Actually, while they are frequently irreverent and profane, they just want to entertain and they deliver. They stream their podcast on Pride 48 every other Sunday, and their followers can be found in Pride 48 chat room, which is almost as entertaining as the podcast. Try the podcast and then come and join them in Pride 48.
I have to address something there. I will say, I think since I joined the show, and I'm much closer in age to you than Nicole was, that the ageism...
It's kind
of
gone away.
...has dropped out of sight, but the racism has increased...
Wow!
Tenfold.
Yeah, because I'm not a racist, apparently. And it's obvious.
And apparently I'm a horrible, horrible racist.
Right. So, I like that he put in Pride 48 in there. He was doing a little advertisement for it.
That's good.
Which reminds me, remember you guys, Pride 48 event coming the last weekend of June. We'll be giving you more details later.
As it
And arrives. Brian from That's What She Said, I sent you guys the email. You guys never responded, and I think it's something you should do.
Well.
So, just saying.
Okay.
Then we have one more. It's by Flesh Wound. Oh, 5 stars.
That sounds like a gash. Vagina.
It's a lesbian, I bet, or something. I don't know. Or a straight girl. It sounds like a gash to me. Ew.
Flesh wound.
I just found your podcast and love it. You make me giggle every time. The ginger bear thing is hilarious. So, Ricky, at Christmas, are you going to make gingerbread bear cookies?
No, but I assure you, a listener will send you some.
Uh-huh. Lala Lauren said she's going to make some and just put red beards on them. That's it.
Yeah, I saw you on Twitter trying to defend
my non-ginger bearness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it takes forever. People, they just... Today, or this weekend, this guy came up to me and goes, God damn, you're a gorgeous ginger bear. I just turned around. I couldn't even.
I will say, what was it? Friday. I went to the 7-Eleven to get coffee, uh-huh. and there was a ginger cub in there. Uh-huh. I'm like, damn, he is cute. So
he just said it to me, and I just turned back around. I was like,
you're like, wrong thing to right. say at the wrong time.
I go, strike one to the guy who just told me I was a cute ginger bear. And somebody goes, well, hello, maybe he really liked you. Sorry.
And hello, maybe you really are.
I'm not a ginger bear.
Embrace
the ginger bearness.
Your gingerberry self.
It just, it's I don't know.
Better than embracing your jingleberry self.
Oh. Ew. Dingleberry.
Well, you did spend all weekend in at the campground, so I'm sure it's probably not pretty up in there.
I wanted to say thank you.
Leaves and dried semen.
No. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's left us a review on iTunes, and we'd greatly appreciate it. If you're in the chat room right now and you have access to iTunes, you should go in and do one right now for us, and we'll read it within the hour if it shows up. So we got a pretty good number of people in our room here.
And tent pegs.
And tent pegs.
And probably Coleman
and a fish
and coolers, coolers,
just all of it.
Yeah,
propane, just all up in there.
Propane. Hank Hill
pool
was
water.
Hank Hill was in your ass.
Yeah, and pool water.
Turnip Head asks, "What really is wrong with ginger bears? There's not a thing in the world wrong with ginger bears.
No,
except
it's just,
for the fact that
I'm not
Ricky
a ginger
doesn't
bear.
Like being called it, so it makes it funny to call him one.
Because I'm really not a." I'm not even going to debate this anymore because I've talked about this the last like 10 shows.
I know, and it's becoming a recurring.
I'm just going to have to say, God damn it! Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that was kind of loud. Sorry, guys.
You know, Lou's going to take that one and
make an intro or something.
I hope so because we need some new intros.
Mm-hmm. No, Amanda, I'm still not camping. I'm at home now.
She googled ginger bear to find out what it meant.
She's so cute.
There's a picture of Ricky waving.
Excuse me. Oh, chicken tortilla soup.
Ugh.
That kind of burned.
It's puppet show weekend.
Oh, right. Oh, fatty. That does make me want to puke. Oh, poor things. I hope the grandson's okay.
Yeah, I have listened to Big Fatty on and off for a while now, but just recently I started really regularly listening to Big Fatty, so he started talking about the puppet show, and I come in here and ask Ricky, I'm like, when he talks about puppet show and Ricky holds up his fist, I'm like, that's what I thought he meant. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so gay. What was? I don't know. Let's see here. Oh, so on the last show of the PNS explosion, they mentioned Foul Monkeys,
mm-hmm.
and they also linked our site to their website and mm-hmm. their show notes. Well, so many people came to our website.
We had to up our bandwidth on our website.
And our website went down, which was awful because that meant that there's people that were like, what the fuck? Shit ain't working. They barely mentioned you. Well, they said our name, and then they also linked our show. Brian, I know you're a little jealous from That's What She Said. They did mention them, so I'll say that too. But we did have a lot of listeners, and our website went down because of it. So I hope some of those listeners come back. That of their show, come back and listen to us.
Well, wouldn't that be fabulous?
It'd be awesome. So, just that. Let's see here. Da-da-da. Do you have anything on your list?
He's
you
just jealous
about?
Because the only time they said they'll say That's What She Said is in a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Not referring to their show. I'm sorry. That was mean, but. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, Amanda, it just finished pouring here. It was crazy.
And that,
so, who were some... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I lost my train of thought.
I think it's coming back.
Yes, we are bitches.
Let's see. Let's name a few people that are off in the room here. We have Amanda, who I work with. Hey.
We have Drummer Sticks.
Greensman.
Gummy Bear.
That would be Brian from That's What She Said. Jay Bear in New York. Jay Bearney.
Mac Lover, who is also my boyfriend, Connor.
Michael Wolf.
Seder 69.
The Impaler.
Yeah.
We have Turniped. Hey.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey.
And Veritable Virgo.
No, well, we have all these other people, too, down
here. I know. But Kevin they're idlers, which means they're not sitting on their ass not typing anything.
And just listening. Yeah. We have Kevin and Danbury.
Larkin.
Who's really cute. Mm-hmm. And he sounds cute, too, when he talks. Maxer's 40. I'm not for sure. That must be a new person. So if you are a new person, then tell us who you are in the chat room.
And then we have two of the MIB things, which means they didn't type in a username when they entered the room.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
And Tundle. That must be a new person, too. I've never seen that.
I read that as Trundle, and I pictured beds.
Oh. Oh. The MIB person quit.
Oh, maybe I shamed him. Sorry.
It's not morning here anymore, Seder. Sorry.
I don't think it's morning there anymore either.
No, it's like 12:15 there. God, girl, get with the times.
All right, we need to get start on some topics here instead of rambling.
Let's see here. Oh, do we have an update for the Gay Days dinner? Any updates?
Ooh.
What?
Hey, Drummer Sticks.
Let me see.
No.
No, let me see. How dare him? That's the picture I wanted.
Too bad.
I fucking hate him. I better have one on my phone tonight or I'm gonna be pissed.
Angry.
Angry. Fucking angry.
Yeah, I went to pick up my phone to look at my show notes and saw that.
That is a show note, right?
I know, right?
Oh, too bad it just wasn't closer, I guess. But we won't. You know,
I'm not going to complain about it.
That's okay. We'll see it when he's here. Well, when I say we, I mean me.
Well, at least I'll get to eat some of his cooking. And I can hear you through the walls going, oh, yeah, you gotta make me fucking squirt.
No, dude, at the campground, there was totally these lesbians that were sitting up behind us and one trainee girl or person. And I don't know what they were doing, but I was in our tent. I was taking a nap.
Right.
And I was hearing things that I probably shouldn't hear that were going on. And then in the middle, I was like, oh. You're gonna make me fucking squirt, and you could hear them just like laugh their ass off. But there were lesbians out there just having sex right in their tent, having a big old finger bang session.
Well, I don't understand what lesbians were doing out there on a bear weekend.
I don't know. They go out there, and they had tents, of course.
Well, duh.
And dogs. They had a lot of dogs too.
Lesbians like dogs.
That's true.
Yeah, but I did that. When me and Connor first started going out, we were just laying in my bed, just talking and shit. And Ricky's like comes in and it's like, I could just see the look on your face when you walk through. I'm like, oh yeah, and you scream back, no, oh, you like that, huh?
There's nothing wrong with fucking in a tent. There's something wrong with fucking in a tent when you're a lesbian and you have tons of gay guys around you.
Ding, 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 Kevin. You got it right. Okay. Let's get to a subject here.
Ooh, our campsite doesn't allow women. Isn't that like discrimination?
No, but I like it. Okay.
Oh, Brian just said he was a cum whore.
Well, tell us something we don't know.
Right. Hey. What you got going on over there?
Let's see. I had a dream the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And it involved our household.
Uh-huh.
And I got up, walked into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And your cat, Noss, was sitting on the counter.
And this was a dream?
Yes, this was a dream. And I screamed at you and yelled at you and forced the cat out of the house.
Is that a dream come true for you?
Well, I have yet to see him on the countertop, but...
No, he's never been on the countertop.
But no, I woke up, I'm like...
Did you feel bad?
I did. I'm like, I would never yell at Ricky like that. I mean...
Maybe that's like an inner feeling, like how you really feel, and you it came through as your dream since you don't do it in real life.
And I... Yeah. I thought that... it was overly harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I was channeling some things I would have liked to said once or twice. Okay, fuck both of y'all in the chat room that didn't like my dream.
You know what? You get what you pay for, fuckers.
You get what you pay for, and there's an off button.
Right. Turn the volume down.
Mm-hmm. So
Nos was on the countertop licking the silverware.
Ew. All right, what else we got?
Yeah, this is...
I'm not going to bring any more topics up because they don't like them.
Oh. What happened to your finger?
What, there?
Yeah.
That's the blister.
Oh, from the raking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you put peroxide on that?
No.
It looks a little...
No, it's fine.
Gross.
It's just scabbing over.
Mm. Is it the herp? You got the thumb herp?
I do not have the thumb herp. I'm not the one that went to the gay campground. Oh, I talked to my mom Friday, and she's... I told her, my roommate's gone for the weekend. She's like, oh, where's he off to? I said, the gay campground. She said, I didn't know such a thing existed. I'm like, yeah, and you know what's going to be going on in the woods. She's like, yeah, and don't mention. She's like, you don't have to say anything else.
Yeah. This is what's funny, though, because I went to Sawmill. I've been there a couple times. I don't participate in the extra features that are there. I just pretty much stay in the tent, or I'll go up by the pool, or I'll go, you know, look around at the, like, store or whatever they have. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, like, the person that goes off into the trails, right? So Friday night, it was around 1:30, and I was really, really drunk.
Okay.
And I was like, Lou, I need you to take me back to the tent because I'm kind of confused on where we are. Because it's a pretty big campground. And so he took me out, and I was like, I don't think this is the way to the tent. And he was like, just settle down. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. And I'm like,
Lou took you out to the trails?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. First of all, I really didn't see a lot because my contacts were super dry.
He did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, he gave the whole tour. He was like, normally around here, around in the circle where this chair is, there's this big circle jerk going on, and it's all super hot, and all guys are all around it. And then if we go around the corner over this side, you'll see a picnic table where a guy lays on his back and just has people fuck him. And I'm like... And I'm loud, too.
And Lou, it's usually you.
Yeah, and I'm loud, too, because you know when I start drinking, I start getting a little loud and country.
Yeah, I know.
And then I started getting the hiccups, so I was, like, laughing.
Oh, my God, y'all!
I started laughing because I had the hiccups, and then, like, these guys were, like, I guess, because I was so loud, they dispersed, you know? I'm like, Lou, I'm uncomfortable. I'm ready. I need to go.
We need to go now.
He goes, well, I just wanted to give you a tour. And I was like, I just don't want to do that.
Here, lay down on the lay down on this
picnic table. Lay down on this picnic table and fall asleep. Oh, my God.
Lay down on this picnic table.
Oh.
Free ginger bear rides.
Oh, no, ma'am. There was none of that.
Spit it and hit it.
Listening in the chat room. Oh, okay. Oh, I know who he is.
Who he is?
J Bear New York is also Art Bear New York.
Okay.
He's an artist and he draws really good pictures.
Oh, three-hour tour. That was really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bitch. What goes around comes around. I will give it right back to you. I have a microphone.
How long have we been going for?
23 minutes.
Okay. We're going to do a phone call because we did get one. We're going to end it, and then we'll do another one, and then I'll continue about... well, I'll just finish the campground. I did meet a lot of cool people in the at the campground who were like all neighbors, and I can't remember all their names, and I'm sorry, I can't remember.
I'm horrible with names, too.
But there was a guy named Derek there who had this huge like palace tent. It was like ridiculous.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Probably that too, but I don't know. There was a guy named I can't remember all their names. Anyway, they're really cool.
Fuck me harder, daddy.
No, not that I recall, but we were all last night gathered around listening to Foul Monkeys, and they fucking loved it. And all of them are going to start listening and all that good stuff.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
And I got some contact information because they're supposed to have like a pool party or something. They live in Tampa.
Oh, fun.
And they said they would call us and you could be invited too.
Well, that's fun.
Until the Taj Mahal attempt.
Until they look at the website and see I'm skinny and they're like, you can leave him at home.
Yeah. Let's see. There were a bunch of cool guys and I made a lot of friends this time. Because
I bet you did.
It's just like, I don't know why this happens, but anywhere I go where there's a group of people.
Yeah, I'm going to turn serious here, but I don't know why you get like shy and introverted when you go out. You can be the most outgoing person I've ever met in my life, but like in a club or something like that, you get all like...
Like there was a couple guys that were like eyeing me at the campground, and two of them were hot.
If it had been,
and I did not do it.
If it had been right here in your own element, you would have talked to them at least.
Well, I talked to them, but then they started to get a little bit too touchy, and maybe I just don't like the public thing. That might be it.
are you gonna?
Oh, Jesus is talking, y'all. He's crying.
I guess that is a sign for me not to ask the question I was going to ask.
What were you going to ask?
Was going to talk about the one with the...
Oh, no, we can't.
We're not going to talk about that? Okay.
No.
Okay.
That's a story that needs to stay because I can't talk about people anymore. all right, so we're going to do this phone call, and then we're going to get out of here. Let's see here. Because we only have one phone call. Because people apparently don't have an opinion on the DVD that we may be making, which I guess we won't be making since no one responded to us.
Yeah, really? Why should we bother to put ourselves out?
Anything. I don't know. I mean, really, do we have to beg for calls, too? Are we going to have to say, you know what, we're going to have to hold a show until we get like 40 calls, you know?
But you know what? There's a lot of other podcasts that don't do any calls because they don't get any calls.
That's true. True. Maybe we should just stop it altogether.
What, taking calls?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That might work. Here we go.
Hey, Julian. Hey, Ricky. It's Mac Lover in Tampa. Just thought I'd call and say hi. Hope you had some camping this weekend, Ricky. I can't wait to hear some of your stories. I'm sure you've got some good ones. And Julian, well, I know what we did this weekend. All right. Bye.
Now, I don't want to steal anyone's thunder from other podcasts, but I have to read the transcript that came through.
Okay.
Hi, Julie, and hey, Ricky. That's not Florence, and I've just thought I'd call and say hi. Hope you have time camping this weekend, Ricky. I can't wait to hear some of your stories. I'm sure you got some good ones. I'm doing well. I don't know what we did this weekend. All right, bye.
Yeah, he does know what we did this weekend.
Yeah, so does the bed and the
and the new.
That's why you had to get
and
new
the
sheets.
New sheets.
Oh, you nasty bitches! I knew that was true. I just sound stupid when I call.
Oh,
I'd call, but my throat's sore. Oh, excuses. I'm tired. All right. Let's end this one, and then we'll start with the one. Let's see. What am I saying? Oh, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Or you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. You can follow me on Twitter by looking for Foul Monkeys or under Facebook for Ricky Burton.
You can join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook or follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And is that it?
I want to give a quick plug here for our friend David here in Lakeland.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is looking for a roommate. So if you're a local listener and looking for a room to rent, contact me or Ricky and we'll give you his info.
Did you give your email address? Your new?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So I guess that's it on this show. This wonderful crappy show. Your hair downstairs. Oh, Franco's in the room.
I know. I saw that.
Yay, Franco.
And Connor called Brian a jerk.
You're a jerk.
He's just realizing what all of us have known for a long, long time.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we'll talk to you later.
Peace.